Hi everybody, welcome back and thanks for joining us. Today we'll be tackling energy efficiency and green tech, and we have a perfect guest to tell us more about that joining us, a PhD in sustainable architecture and owner of two KNX companies in Bulgaria, Smartify and Blue KNX Store and Blue KNX Academy, and also the most advanced KNX tutor in Bulgaria, Mr. Zdravko Donko. Zdravko, thank you for joining us.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me here, Satya. It's a pleasure.
Maybe before we move to the questions, you can just introduce yourself shortly.
Yes. So actually, you introduced myself in a perfect light. So hello, everybody. My name is Zdravko Donkov. I'm a KNX tutor. I'm managing the only certified KNX training center in Bulgaria since more than 5 years. Actually, we are operating. Besides this, actually, even before Blue KNX training center, we have created one of the first smart home system integrator company in Bulgaria called SmartTT. We are focused mainly in the KNX protocol. We are focused mainly in the middle and high segment of the residential sector, especially in Bulgaria. We have projects in other European countries as well. So, yeah, in short, that's it.
Thanks for the introduction and sorry for saying the wrong name for your company. It's not Smartify, it's SmartTT. Okay, so all those years ago when smart homes were in the beginning stages, the first association of what smart home can do for the end user was to save energy. But at that time, there were more important steps like ensuring the proper building insulation and proper windows and so on, which influenced the energy efficiency more. And when I was selling smart home for 10 years, we always mentioned energy efficiency, but then in the selling process, we actually focused more on comfort and security and remote control features. But now with the energy efficiency, with the energy crisis at our doorstep, I think the energy efficiency functions are actually gaining more traction. So is energy efficiency going to become the main driver behind buying an actual smart home? What is your take on that, Zdravko?
I totally agree with you on this point. For sure, let's call it the basic strategies to ensure the better performance of a building are here since many decades, even long before home automation strategies that you can apply to a building. But I think combining both approaches, so-called the active way to control the building performance via smart home system integration, controlling lights, controlling HVAC system, controlling shading, and all this synergy that they create. All this combined with the, let's call them passive strategies, with better insulation, better building performance, better solar orientation, will give us the maximum benefit of live more sustainably, live more ecologically, if you will, and saving the resources as much as possible. So there are benefits in both systems, and our aim actually is combining them in a project. So for sure, people will ask more and more about their monthly bills. They will want to reduce them, live in more comfortable environment, live in more secure environment. So these are the cross point of these three things. So we'll get everybody's personal perfect home. Yeah,
thank you. Because like buildings are the biggest consumers, if you look at it, followed by transport and industry. But on the other hand, we see the energy efficiency solutions being adopted much faster in the industry than especially residential buildings. Now, is my observation accurate, and why do you think that is the case?
Once again, I totally agree with this. This is my observation as well. So why the industry is embracing these innovations much faster? Because they have interest in it. If one is investing in residential development, and if his or her only aim is to sell the property, he is not motivated to put much effort in either passive or active ways of optimizing the building performance. But on the other hand, if he will use this building during the life cycle of the building, he will be much more interested to pay attention to this system that can be applied, both active and passive, because you have certain cost which is more or less fixed during the building process of a building. But after, when the building is used during 30, 40, 50, 100 years, the costs that will be involved are about 60% of the total bill that will be paid regarding this building. So if a person is exploiting the building, if he's using the building, this is the way that he can listen to all these advantages that can be given to him to make this building more user-friendly, first, more sustainable, more energy efficient. It depends on the point of view. When you're building, let's say, a factory, a hotel, a building, an office building, in a much bigger percentage of the cases, the builder will also be involved in the exploitation of the building. So this is his interest to optimize the performance of the building, to optimize the expenses linked to the usage of the building. On the other side, when you have a real estate developer for the residential sector, his only aim is to sell the building. So if higher cost is involved in the building stage, which will not benefit in a higher selling price, his interest is not there.
Yeah, because basically in residential, location is the only thing that sells, right? So,
of course, yeah. And quality as well. Quality is also important. We have higher and higher number of real estate developers which are addressing us with the idea of integrating smart home solutions for the end user, because they want to, let's say, to separate their projects from the rest of the market. So there is something, some kind of interest in this way, but we can wish for much more.
Okay, but things are going in the right direction, right?
For sure. Yeah,
okay, but if you look at the green tech and what people are thinking about, they're still thinking about energy saving. But really, it's becoming more and more about grid flexibility also. I mean, you can spend the same amount of energy, but pay less if you can work with the grid, right?
Absolutely. This is the synergy that one can create. We have worked in 2 months ago together with our colleagues from Spain on a residential building, which even from the concept was planned to have PV panels on the roof, just because they wanted to go carbon neutral. And this is a great idea. This was the idea of the families which were investing in this building, which is fantastic to hear and fantastic to work with people who are paying attention not for the moment for the cost of the building, but paying attention for the during the whole lifespan of the life of the building.
Okay. Let's look at some numbers. I read an article recently. It was posted on the KNX Association website. It's not very recent. It was like 2014 or 15 or something like that. But the numbers in the article seem pretty high to me. For example, it was stated that KNX allows for up to 50% of energy saving, like 40% with shading, 50% with individual room control, etc. What do you think about those numbers, and what would be your estimate, something that you would be comfortable telling your potential client, for example?
Yeah, for sure you can make economy on controlling your lighting, especially on bigger scale. Let's say if we're talking about apartment, the figures are for sure different. But if we're talking about building or complex of buildings, figures are approaching this number. I cannot frankly say that these numbers are achieved by, to my knowledge, by anybody. But let's say economy of 20 to 30% when you are controlling lightings, or up to 40-45% when you are controlling HVAC systems, is totally possible, totally achievable, and we have many examples of this in our portfolio. So it is a matter first of will of person who of the persons who are involved in this kind of project. I'm talking about the investor, I'm talking about the HVAC engineer, of system integrators as ourselves. So if there is a will to go in this direction, the possibilities are practically endless.
Okay, so actually we can reach those really, really high numbers. And what about...
You can approach them very closely. Let's put it in this way. I'm recalling of a project of a hotel where the economy of controlling only the HVAC system, I mean, with chillers and with heat recovery ventilation, which is also a big player in the HVAC sector, the economies were more than 35%. I cannot quote because I don't remember the exact figure, but it was significant reduction. Every penny which you save, you can invest in ameliorating the system or ameliorating the hotel in general. So yes, you pay more in the beginning as a general rule, but you are paying less and less and less during the decades that you are exploring the building. And when you draw the final line, you are actually making huge economies.
You pay for it and then you have it, right?
Absolutely, yes. This is the universal rule.
I live by that rule, you know.
Okay. Yes, well, yes. I'm deeply convinced that if you are planning things well ahead, and if you are putting your efforts and your even your heart in what you are doing, for sure things are getting better and better.
Okay, but what about the functionalities? So what are the areas where green tech can be the most helpful in residential KNX equipped environment? And is there any difference between residential and non-residential buildings when it comes to green technology?
Here I would put on first place the microclimate that you would be living when you are using the green tech. I mean, both passive and active ways of ameliorating the building's performance. I'm talking about the comfort temperature that you can have all around all year round. And once again, I would mention the heat recovery ventilation, which is also providing good microclimate with less germs, less pollution, no drafts, so controlled humidity. In general, you are having your healthy environment by controlling both actively and passively the HVAC systems. So I'll put on first place the HVAC systems. After it comes, the comfort comes when you're controlling your lights with different scenes, shadings. But every person has to trust us to create together with him his own smart home, because there are no cliches what smart home is. Every person, every family has his own understanding what comfort and security and economy means to them. So they have some criteria which, if met, they will have their perfect smart home, which is different than the smart home of their neighbors. And this is the big misunderstanding that we are trying to fight during all these decades working with smart homes. There is no universal smart home solution. There is a smart home which fits your needs and the needs of your family on your business, if you are talking about hotel or industry. So based on these systems, based on KNX, everybody can achieve his dream performance of the building or apartment or house or whatever. So this is the main idea. Just share your, let's say, perfect home and we will create it for you.
There is no template, but you have to look at each project individually, right?
Absolutely. This comes on the first place for sure. Yes.
Okay. Another thing I want to look at is recently EU has presented the methodology for estimating the smart readiness of the building, the smart readiness indicator. You familiar with that?
More or less, yes. Not in details, but I have read a lot about it. Yeah.
But the question here is, do you think that the legislation or regulation introduced by EU will have a major impact on whether or not customers will decide to purchase a smart home or a building automation solution?
I truly hope so. I truly hope so because people who are investing in a more sustainable home, in a more healthy home, they should be put on first place. They should be, let's say, honored by the state because they're using less resources, they're using less energy. So this is the way to go for sure, even with some fiscal stimulations about these people. If you are investing in a smart home, it means that you will consume less, you will pollute less, and you will live in a more sustainable way. Even if you treat the debris from your construction site in more conscious way, this should be stimulated. Even by fiscal initiatives, as I said, if you're consuming less, why not pay less taxes? Because you're polluting, as I said, less, you're living more sustainable way. So I believe this is the way to go. I mean, everything linked with smart home is interesting, exciting, let's say. People are more and more interested in it, but it has its cost. Of course, it's normal. But the people are not yet convinced enough that this is the way to go. Because this is actually the first winter that everybody is seeing that the energy bill is increasing drastically. So if you are prepared for this, it wouldn't be so big of an issue, because it will not influence your income in such heavy way.
Yeah, and maybe the market needs a bit of regulation so that people realize what is important, so to speak.
Just to push them gently in this direction by some stimulus and let's say tax reduction from one side, stimulus to invest in this kind of new technology, both active and passive, because the combination of this technology is the let's say the gold center that you can achieve for any kind of building.
Okay. What about automations? What are the most important automations in green tech, in your opinion? What do you use in your projects?
Yeah, I was love because I have started with automation, so smart home systems are very close to my heart. In all of our projects, we have automated lights, even from the beginning, because it's chronologically the first things that were automated, historically speaking. More and more people are asking about automation of their HVAC system. Either it is a simple AC split unit or it is a very complex system. They now trust us and realize that automating HVAC systems is giving them much higher comfort, very reduced monthly bills, and they feel that this is something that they can benefit hugely. Besides this, we are more and more controlling we are focusing more in the residential building. So it is a different approach than, let's say, industry or hotel or office building. In the residential sector, the comfort is on first place. After it comes economy, and the combination, the cross point between comfort and economy is creating the perfect smart home for everybody. So lights, HVAC, shading, even access control, alarm system integration. This is presenting in every project that we are having.
Okay, and what about the solutions, the GreenTech solutions that are available on the market, KNX-based solutions? Which ones do you like best and why?
I will come once again with the HVAC with heat recovery ventilation and the specific control of it. I don't know if it is only my observation, but in the last 5-6 years, much more people are approaching us with the problem of allergy, things related with their environment, with the quality of the air, of the temperature, of the humidity in the buildings. So this can be controlled both actively by smart home systems and passively by the building performance systems, let's say like a vapor barrier or weather barrier that the building envelope can incorporate. So I cannot say that this is a universal recipe, but this is the thing that people are appreciating more and more, for sure. So the microclimate where they live. There was this study which quoted that 90% of our life we are spending it inside, either in our office, in our building, in shop malls, whatever. So the microclimate in the building is hugely important.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that completely. And otherwise, how do you handle projects with green tech involved? Can you maybe give us an example of a representative project that you did and what energy efficiency functionalities were implemented?
I can think of a quite big house that we have finished recently, and there the owners were very conscious about healthy living, about even they tried to incorporate some feng shui in orientation concepts when they spoke with the architects. There we are having very strict control the HVAC system with heat recovery ventilation, with even with HEPA filters for controlling the pollens inside. The project is interesting because they have their own spa center, and the humidity in the air of the spa center can be have to be treated very, very strictly and very very precisely. Despite this, we managed to reduce the humidity in the other areas, let's say to keep it in the perfect balance between 50% and 60%. I believe it was the prescription of the health specialist of the lady. So we managed to put the humidity between these two borders. So it is interesting because they actually trusted us with all the concept of the smart home system integration of their house, both active and passive. And when you trust the specialist, the result is really the optimum one. When I go to the dentist, I trust my dentist because I'm not a dentist. I don't understand his profession, but I trust him. So if people trust us as specialists, as professionals, the result is really the best one possible.
Trust is the foundation of any good project, of any good cooperation. Do you have, or did you have a project, maybe a retrofit one, where you actually returned later, at a later stage, to do some measurements and check or confirm the actual energy savings at that project?
Actually, yes. It was a project, one of our first project. It was really an apartment, a very large apartment, more than 200 square meters in the center of Sofia, in an old building. And the new owners wanted to renovate practically everything inside. So at that point, we had just normal radiators controlled by the smart home system. And on a later stage, they have put in some ACs for cooling the property. And it was even, actually, it was more than 10 years ago, because at that time, even they didn't have 3G technology for remote control of the building. So on a later stage, they approached us, asking us to add to their system the possibility of remote control. So we did this, and 5 years after this, we went there just to optimize their system, because they changed the radiators, they wanted to upgrade the system. And at that point, I asked them to show me their yearly bill for heating. Because in Bulgaria, I don't know how it is with you, but in Bulgaria, you're having, let's say, a prognosis on monthly basis during the heating season. And in the month of August, you have the final calculation, whether or not you have to pay or you have to receive money back from the communal society, which is providing the heating. And their bills went down by more than 30%.
Wow, nice.
So this is a documented optimization of a real project. Yeah.
Nice. And nice reduction, 30%.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your opinion, what are some of the best practices you could advise to other system integrators working in green tech? And what should they be mindful of? Are there any traps laid out there?
There are many traps. Of course, there are many traps. And the more you work, the more you learn. What can I advise? My biggest advice is, actually, it is maybe more for the end users. Don't overthink it and consult a professional as soon as possible. The right time to consult a home system integrator professional is when you have the idea, even when you didn't approach yet the architect. At this early stage, you can have a lot of ideas, a lot of brainstorming going on in order to clear your idea as an investor, as an end user. And this is the best way to implement these ideas in your project. So don't waste your time. Don't overthink it. Just choose your system integrator, go speak with them as many times as you need. And in this way, you have your clearer picture of your personal smart home system. And this is the best way to implement these systems. And regarding my advice to the other system integrators, don't stop learning. This is a very dynamic area. Don't stop learning. It is the only thing that can make you the best in your profession. Don't stop learning. There is very interesting things going on, very motivating things going on. So ask professionals, ask producers, as yourself. Actually, I have learned a lot of from you and your colleague Satya. So don't stop learning. This is the only way to be the best in your profession.
Thanks, Zdravko. We try our best. For the system integrators, stay on top of the technology. And for the KNX customers, don't hesitate to involve the system integrator in your project as early as possible, right?
Absolutely, yes. Ask questions, read articles. If something is not clear, system integrators are there for you. They will help you to clear the picture for you and to have the best possible smart home systems personalized for your needs and the needs of your family.
Yeah. Well, Zdravko, thank you. I'm all out of questions. Maybe you have something to add in the end?
I'm just thinking that in both of these projects that I mentioned, actually, we have integrated the remote control with One Home, which is actually... To be honest, I didn't prepare these examples because they came to my mind just the moment that you asked me those questions. But actually, this is quite a nice coincidence because actually in one of those projects, we have we had people who are not so keen on technology. But the moment they saw the easiness of using of controlling a very complex system in such easy and uncomplex way really made them a huge fan of this kind of control, which is very user-friendly for sure, and very very flexible for the system integrator. So that's the end of the commercial.
Yeah, smart assistants do empower the end user, and
sure.
Also as my friend Bastian Elsner said, it's also about the woman factor, you know. So like when you introduce the smart assistants, then the women have much easier time accepting this technology, which sometimes they can otherwise reject or try
it
to reject.
It is true, actually, yes. I agree totally with this.
Okay, so that's a wrap. Thank you, Zdravko, for joining us. And to our viewers, post your questions and let the discussion evolve in the comments, and follow us on socials, and don't miss the next episode of Talking Smart Homes.